Okay, class. It is once again a Monday morning, and I am on my way to work. Oh, shut up. Now, we are driving the Deliverator today. As usual, I'm a little bit behind schedule, but I can usually make it up. And I do not have my mounting bracket for to place this microphone in a spot that will be conducive to you being able to hear my voice. So it's been a really busy weekend off of work. My partner and co-pilot, Mr. Anderson, and I went up north to visit his family for the new year. It is now, I think it's the third, must be the 4th of January, I guess. And it's raining, of course, in Vancouver, as it is wont to do. So, I'm on my way to work, but I am going to stop and get an Extra West, which is the local Vancouver gay paper. So I'm going to get that so I have something to read at work. So yes, we went to up north, northern British Columbia. Actually, more central interior. The roads were horrible. And it's not that they were slippery with snow or anything like that. Although it does snow in Canada, obviously, and has been snowing around the province. But since they like to sand and gravel the roads incessantly, the roads were just covered in gravel and rocks and crap like that. So it was a real mud fest because it's been quite wet, sort of snowing, not drying out. So it was really mucky, ucky goo that we were driving through in the spy car, the big black car. And so it was a tough drive. Just trying to avoid all the rocks, and whenever a truck would drive by, you'd get covered in grit and grime and mud and muck, and you know what I mean. So both ways, it was much nicer coming back, but going up was the worst. Still, both ways was just really horribly dirty. And of course, as soon as we arrived, I had to wash the spy car at one of those coin-operated spray wash. I couldn't really wash it properly. So I washed the car when we got there, and then, of course, when we got home, I had to wash the car immediately again. It's not technically clean. It's just got the muck rinsed off of it. And today I'm driving the Deliverator in the rain. It's been left dirty too for the last 8 days, so all the cars are dirty and all the cars are going to need to be washed. So anyway, we had a lovely visit with Mr. Anderson's family. I may have mentioned before how much I really enjoy their family. They're a great bunch of people. His niece and her boyfriend have bought a house there, a great little place. So they're doing well for themselves. It's nice to see their new place. So yeah, it was a really good visit. We had some great meals and nice turkey dinner on New Year's Day. And we played games and did all those things that normal families do. So it was a good visit. So in the midst of all this, I'm still trying to get my website running. Still working on it. We do have some progress being made. We managed to swap some hosting, so domain names are being moved around right now, and I'm almost got Pink Wheel Nuts up and running. Probably by the end of this week it will be fully operational, and I'll finally be able to post some of these episodes that I've been working on for the last month. So you're going to get a crap load of episodes all at once. Well, you'll already know that because you're probably listening to episode 5 right now. What else do I need to tell you? I had all kinds of things. Of course, I'm trying to drive and talk at the same time. Okay, so I'm just going to stop here. Just hang on a sec while I jump out and grab my Extra West. Okay, I'm back. Lights everywhere. Good, good, good. I'm not up to operating temperature, so I should not be going driving like a maniac, despite being about now 10 minutes late for work. So, speaking of work, I have to wear a uniform in my job, and today I do not have any uniform pants, because they're all at the dry cleaners. And the dry cleaners have been off for vacations because it is the holidays here in Canada. So now, fortunately, I have an emergency pair of pants, my emergency pants, in honor of Bridget and Shane from Emergency Pants Podcast, which you should check out. They're very funny. So I'm going to have to put on my emergency pants when I get to work. So I'm half dressed in my uniform, minus the pants. And my emergency pants are too big. I hate them. They're fat pants. So, today I'll probably be wearing my fat pants at work and walking around holding my pants up all day. So, since it's now back in when the holidays are all over, we have normal traffic once again, and the roads are very busy. There's people everywhere. So I guess the quiet times are over. Hey, cutie at the bus stop. Work's gonna be back to normal as well. No more slacking off. Everyone's going to be milling around, getting in the way, making a nuisance of themselves. Holy shit, there's a lot of water on the road. Well, I don't know. I had a big long list. I know I should write things down so that I can remember what to talk about. and I didn't do that, so I'm kind of flailing around in the dark here. So I think I will sign off, and I will check in with you later. Well, hello, gang. It is 6 o'clock. It is the end of my work day. I did manage to make it to work on time. It is still raining in Vancouver, which is fine. I don't have a problem with the rain. Because Vancouver is a beautiful city, and it is the winter time, and even though it does rain here a lot, I would rather that it was rain and not snow. So I'm on my way home. We had quite a bit of excitement today around the office. They are constructing, they're working on the building that I work in. And just so happens that we had a fire in the building thanks to the construction workers. So the fire department was there, there was smoke in the building. Oh, it was crazy. So the fire department came and they figured out what was going on. Apparently they were welding, the construction guys were welding. They caught the inside of the building on fire from the welding they were doing outside. And the place filled with smoke, the fire alarms went off. And then the fire department came and they put out the fire. And about an hour and a half later, everything was fine. So that was very interesting. There were firemen crawling around on the roof. They had fans blowing in the door to blow the smoke out of the building. It was all very interesting. So that excitement happened, and now it's all done. Everything's fine. My fax machine was broken today. I couldn't receive faxes or send. So, not that that's very exciting. Just added to the incidents of the day. So I still didn't make a list of topics that I wanted to discuss because I'm stupid, I guess. So, I know that I had some very important things to talk about. I just can't remember what they are. So, I think I'll just put on some music and drive home. Enjoy the drive home. And I guess we'll check in with you some other time. Take care. This is the Faye Driver checking out. Send us a message at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com or go to the pinkwheelnuts.com website and leave a comment or, I don't know, do something. Look, click on some pages or something to make it look like you're interested in what I have to put out there. Okay. Goodbye.